And we are back for another episode.
Episode 10 of the Push Play Podcast, hosted by John.
And I'm Romani.
And what are we talking about today?
Today, we are going to be talking about the inner workings
of
networking.
So networking, what is networking?
Well, it's all about leveling up. It's about making those connections. And,
Yeah, it is. It's about making those connections.
You got to get in there. You got to blue wire, red wire it. That's so bad. You gotta hot wire the car that is.
Whoa. We gotta hot wire the vehicle. That is our career.
Cause this thing ain't working. It's on empty. The gas gone bad. Juice.
And when I say juice, I'm not talking Orenthal. But networking, why is it important? Why is it important that we network?
Networking is extremely, extremely important because it could really put you in a better position than where you are currently.
Right.
And it's not just for you, but also having that partnership,
right,
you know, with other people, because you're going to be coming across a lot of like-minded people who are interested in your field, mm-hmm, and you're stronger in numbers.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So having those connections and spearheading your way to tackling a goal, mm-hmm, with a team is just, it's going to make your whole life a lot easier. Cause there's going to be things where people could say, oh man, have you checked out this website? Oh no, man, I found, you know, a tutorial on YouTube and stuff on how to do this. Or shoot, I came across this underground forum that, right, that tells you how to, you know, to jumpstart your career. Right.
Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, Armani.
Yeah,
absolutely right. You know, with networking, we have to look at how we look at networking and what we're going to use networking for.
Yeah.
And so one of the most key steps that I see is IDing why we even want to network. What's the goal? You know, this goes back to our developing habits in episode 2, where we have to look at the end in mind. Right. And this is why we do what we do. And networking is one of those byproducts of that. It's figuring out what it is that we're trying to accomplish. So if you're in a business setting, an entertainment setting, a social setting, whatever it is that you're trying to branch and build upon, you have to know why you are trying to network. Are you trying to advance your career? Are you trying to use the networking for some sort of gain, whether it be financially or social? Looking at that and then aiming toward those targets to define your audience.
Right.
Because if it is a business deal, start aiming toward business folks. If it's entertainment, start aiming toward the entertainment folks. It's all across the board. It's knowing where you're going and how you're going to get there.
Right.
So ask yourself, why are you going to network? What's the reasoning behind it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you there to trying to, like, you know, facilitate your life? Are you trying to fast track your way,
yep,
into getting into maybe a competitive industry?
Right.
So asking yourself why, having that clear objective, mm-hmm, ahead of you, and then just really attacking that with just, you know, kind of a vengeance.
Yeah, you gotta go hard.
You gotta go hard. Yeah.
Because networking, it's twofold, right?
Yeah.
You're either gonna network very well or you're gonna network very poor.
Yeah.
And networking is one of those very sensitive aspects of building your career that can go one way or the other.
Right.
And it all is defined by the effort that you put into it. And so you have to understand that when you're networking, not only are you selling yourself, but you're backing yourself up.
Right.
And so you have to have that financial currency in the backside of you that backs up your denomination.
Right.
And if you're trying to sell yourself as $100, you better have $100 worth of gold behind you backing, right, you.
Yeah.
Because when people put their name on the line, or their reputation on the line to help vouch for you, they're looking at you as an investment. And they're saying, well, you know, here I have this person that can do this. Let me put you in front of this other person to, right, help your career. They are looking at that as, I'm investing in you. You're going in there. You're going to make me look good, giving me a little bit more clout. Giving, you know, it's all reciprocal.
Right.
the moment you don't deliver on what you're saying you can deliver on, your name is going to start getting networked around as somebody that isn't worthy.
That's when your stock start dropping.
And your stock is going to drop.
Yeah.
Like GNC.
Yeah.
Because I lost a crap ton of money on that stock when they went bankrupt.
Rest in peace to all those RIP investors out there.
GNC.
Right?
Yeah. Man, them protein shakes ain't helping me grow. But quite honestly, I mean, with networking, you have to be very careful and you can't oversell yourself. There's that old saying, like, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah.
Yes and no. It is what you know. And it is also who you know. Get with the right people to help facilitate and put yourself on a platform to display what it is that you do know to help you prepare forward.
Right.
So and that goes back to, you know, why do you want to network? What is it that you're trying to achieve? And once you realize what it is that you're trying to achieve, you have that end game in mind, you can start looking at your target audience and you can start defining that. And now you got to start sharpening up those skills. And it goes back to all the other episodes we're talking about with, you know, breaking out of your comfort zone, developing habits, time management, leadership, organization, you know, all communication, all that good stuff. Those are those solid foundational pieces that will help you tie all of that together.
Yeah.
And networking is just a natural organic byproduct of that, because now you've built yourself up to a point where you can go out there and not only sell yourself, but back up what you're selling.
That's extremely important. Having it so that you can show people what it is that you can do. And once you do that, people are undoubtedly going to want to join up.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you start building that portfolio, building up your craft, self-evaluating yourself so right. that when you go in, you're perfectly calibrated to go ahead and tackle the industry, whatever mm-hmm. that is.
Yep.
You know, because like you're saying, people, when they see you, they're going to say, okay, I got to invest myself. I got to invest my time into this person. Are they all talk?
Mm-hmm.
Or can they show me that they can also walk?
Right.
You know, and, right. and having that balance between saying, oh, yeah, man, I got this great idea, blah, 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 blah. But also show that from voice to product.
Right.
Is very important, because we probably all know that guy that's just like, man, you know, yeah, don't worry. I'm going to get into exercising and everything this weekend. You know, I got my order GNC.
I got my GNC, man. Those guys are going places. Yeah, they're going straight into financial destruction. That's where they're going.
Right.
There's no gain, but there's a lot of pain.
My dollar's crying right now.
Making some bad financial decisions over here. People help me.
But yeah, essentially going in, showing people what it is that you can do, having that. Having your craft, having your actions back you up and everything,
mm-hmm.
it's going to make people want to form up and everything and kind of say, go after what it is that you're talking about.
100%. We have to look at this as a strategy.
Yeah.
You know, anything and everything that we do has a strategic background behind it, because it gives us our baseline. It gives us a plan. It gives us our attack on how we want to get things done and facilitated. And so when you're looking at networking is not impervious to having some sort of strategical background behind it. We have to be able to understand what it is that we're trying to do. And that's that whole, why do we want to network? But then at the same time, how much do we want to network? You know, we have to know that our reach in the beginning isn't going to be as far. It's like when you start doing yoga, you're not going to have all the poses, right? You could do a downward dog like no other. But when you're trying to do a flying dragon, you fall and you stumble.
Flying dragon?
I don't know. I'm making that up.
Are you talking about poses I've never heard? See, this is the magic of networking. He's telling me stuff that I never knew existed, okay?
But we have to understand what our reach is. And if we're not stretched out enough, we can't stretch ourselves too thin. And the one key component to networking is that balance of the relationship. And that's what networking really comes down to. And it boils down to not just building a relationship, but maintaining a relationship.
Right.
And we only have enough time in a day. We only have so much time we can devote, not just to our careers, not just to our families or ourselves, but to others. And that's where we really have to start defining what is our audience. And then within that audience, who are the people that we want to start connecting with? It's that whole mantra of quality over quantity. You don't need to have 1,000,001 friends if you can't give yourself 1,000,001 times. You have to look at how you want to network and how many contacts you really want to have in order to A, build those relationships, but B, maintain those relationships.
Yeah.
As soon as it just becomes I know 100 people, I'm just going to use 100 favors. You start getting that reputation on the street as, oh, well, here's this person calling me again. They're just asking for something. They're not really trying to find out anything about me or ask me how I'm doing.
Yeah.
They're just looking to gain on their level because they don't help me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Using people as stepping stones and just, yeah. Yep. Like the good saying goes, you'd rather have 4 quarters than 100 pennies.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to consolidate.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to consolidate that debt. And you put all that money into one credit card and you pay off that one credit card and then you drive up all the other credit cards and you get more debt and you accumulate it. You know, that's what networking is. It's all about accumulating debt.
Together.
Accumulating debt together because we're going to get a bailout. Stimulus packages.
$1,200.
But no, exactly. I mean, you still get the dollar. You still get the value.
Yeah.
But it's how you have that value. And it's much easier carrying around 4 quarters than it is 100 pennies because you can easily count 4 versus 100,
yeah. Right?
And it's easier to maintain 4 than it is to maintain 100. So, no, that's exactly what it is, you know, is being able to consolidate who your networking partners are. So that way, when you're devoting your time and energy toward them, you know that you're going to get more bang for your buck.
Right.
Yep. So, you know, networking is so relationship based, right? And the more we try to just, it's like Facebook, you know, I got 1,000,001 followers or I got 1,000,001 friends. Out of that 1,000,001 friends, how many of those people do you really talk to? Are they really friends? Or are they just numbers?
Right.
And you can't really start saying that you're going to get all of these contacts, all of these networking partners, and really think that they're going to be of benefit to you. Because at the end of the day, you might know them. You might have their number in your phone. But when you call them, they're going to be like, who's this?
Right.
How apt are they going to be to helping you? Probably not really, because you haven't spent the time nor the energy to get to know them, to understand what you can do to help them and what they can do to help you. You haven't developed or fostered that relationship.
Yeah.
So be careful when you start looking at how many people you need to network with.
Yeah.
But being able to ID like the people that we actually need to network with, you know, that's another key component too, because yeah, you're looking at your 4 quarters, but out of those 4 quarters, how many of them are actually of value to you?
Right.
Right. And so you need to make sure that you are networking with the right people. And this just goes back to that first key element that we talked about is, why do we even want to network? Where are we trying to go? And once you define your audience, you could define the people that you need to network with. And naturally, you know, you heard that whole saying, 6 degrees of separation. The more people that we come in contact with, the more selective we can start being.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a larger sample size. It gives us the ability to kind of see who can help us the most, who's going to have the most impact. And then IDing those people and really trying to get to know them, trying to network with them, building those relationships, maintaining those relationships, and using and having the right people and abilities to give them something in return while we're getting something from them. You know, it's that whole reciprocation portion of it.
Yeah.
But identifying the right people that we need to network with, you know, is a huge element. You start networking with the wrong people, man. You're not going to get down to a path you really want to go to.
Definitely.
If you're trying to be in pharmaceuticals, you're not going to start networking with drug dealers.
I mean,
it's pharmaceuticals, but it's not the pharmaceuticals you want. You don't want to go meet Martinez underneath the bridge. You're not trying to do that.
Just take a left down the street.
Take a left down Main Street, walk down the path, and you'll see Martinez underneath that bridge.
Yeah, through the bush, under the woods. Under the woods?
Tiger Woods? We ain't trying to do that.
Yeah. It's huge. It's huge. Cause like you're saying, just because you have all those followers, you have all those friends either on Instagram or Facebook, I ask you, how many people can you comfortably message right now, like out of the blue? How many? Mm-hmm. It's probably less than you can actually fit on your hands. I'm guessing.
Right.
Like mom, dad, your sister, your brother, your cousin, that other cousin that got a wonky eye. You could probably message him, but you probably ain't gonna get that message.
Is he gonna see you messaging him because he got that wonky eye?
It's just Forrest Whitaker to say, Armani, stop messaging me. Just like, I'm trying to get a response.
Was he left on red or was he left on, I thought I read?
Yeah, it's, oh man. So, yeah, how many people can you comfortably ask? Because right now, we use social media not as a platform to connect ourselves, even though that's the selling point, but we don't use it that way. We use it as a numbers game. We use it as a platform to give us that validation and stuff, to give us the feeling as if we've, you know, oh yeah, I've made it. You know, I have the following, or yeah, I got kind of the clout, right? Mm-hmm. But in reality, it's like, you don't.
Right.
It's like, if you really want, dive into it. And say, oh, how many connections and stuff do you have? Meaningful connections where you help out the other person, they help out you and everything so that you both can get to your goal. How many type of relationships and stuff do you have? It's like, you got to start asking.
You have to. And then you have to put yourself in their position too. Because how often does our phone ring? We see that name and the first thing we do is roll our eyes.
Yeah.
You don't want people to see your name pop up on their caller ID and they roll their eyes. Whoa. Because you already know that this person is either going to ask you for money or ask you for a favor.
Yeah.
And those are some of the worst conversations to have, because you already know that it's going to be a rhythmic song and dance that you're just trying to escape ASAP.
Yeah.
You don't want other people on the other end when you're calling them to have those same thoughts.
Yeah.
And so you have to think to yourself, you know, what do you want out of a relationship and how is it going to reciprocate?
Yeah.
You know, and it goes back to a strategy with networking, which is asking, how can you be of service?
Yeah.
Don't always ask for something. Ask what you can do, because now you're giving yourself the opportunity to really display your talents on a different platform.
Right.
And it goes back to saying with networking, it really is trying to not only sell your reputation, but back that up.
Right.
The more you can do that, the more people are going to feel comfortable with introducing you to other people to level up,
right?
Because they have that confidence in you. They don't want to get their name ran through the mud because you decided to say that you can sell, you know, X amount of things. But then when you come in and it's time to do the job, you just don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one of those things, you know, you have to be able to look at who you are trying to network with and really foster that reciprocation with them.
Right.
Yeah.
There's an old, hackers mantra, or you know, for like this manual or whatever, a little while back, it's for white hat hackers, the good guys,
white guy hackers.
it's kind of like a rule book for hackers and everything, the good guys.
Yeah.
And one of the main commandments was, if it's already been done before, you shouldn't have to do it again.
Right.
And what they mean by that is, if somebody has already found a way to do it or to make that part easier, then they should basically relay that to other people so that they don't have to do it.
Right.
You know, if there's a certain line in the computer that can save you X amount of hours, you know,
huge. But that goes back to like how you can be of service.
Yeah.
Right. And if you have that line or that piece of code in your arsenal, mm-hmm. you should be apt to helping people with that. So that way they can see the benefit.
Yeah.
That way they can see, oh, this person really is of aid.
When you are networking in a professional environment, it is very important to make sure that all of your platforms that you're on, Facebook, Instagram, heck, even Snapchat, whatever it is that you're doing on there, make sure that that stuff is clean. Because when people, when they want to see who it is that they're working with, they're going to check you out. You know, it's not just your ex stalking you on Facebook. You know,
no, it could be your future boss.
It's your boss.
It could be a potential boss, and if you're a potential business partner.
And if you're bad, you may end up an ex-employee.
So. You may end up a non-employee. It's one of those things where, I mean, if you're going to do ratchet things, make sure your stuff is on private.
Yeah.
You know, but you really want to be able to clean up your act, because this, I mean, this goes back to why do you even want to network?
Right.
Right. And if it is going to be geared toward like a business type audience, perceive yourself to be businesslike.
Right.
You know, show that you make rational decisions.
Right.
Don't show yourself holding your rent money talking about, oh man, I got the cheddar, I got the bread.
You can't play us. You're just holding that stimulus package.
Yeah, man, that's that. Oh man, that stimulus package was nice.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't get it.
You didn't get it?
No.
What?
Yeah, I didn't get it.
What the heck? You know, a lot of people didn't get it.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I didn't get it either.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Man, big government failing us right now. Shoot, that's poor.
I need to start networking with the government. I need you to stimulate my mind. I need you to stimulate my pockets. Oh man, but no, social media is one of those things where we really have to like be cognizant of what type of self are we trying to promote.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we're looking at getting serious in our lives and our careers, and if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you're either trying to really laugh about how dumb we are, or you're really trying to look at ways and tactics to help build your career and yourself.
Yeah.
So if it's the latter or the former of the two, then let's start diving into being professional.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and think about, you know, our image, everything that we put on social media is an attachment to our resume.
Yeah.
And people, I mean, myself, you know, included, when I get potential applicants, potential people to come work for us, I go look at their social media. I want to know what type of person these people are. You know, do I hold it against them? Absolutely. And you have to, because you are looking at that protection of investment. And so you have to understand that if you are trying to enter different worlds, different realms of whether it be business, entertainment, you know, professional, financial, whatever, you have to be able to put your best foot forward in that particular light on that particular stage. So be very mindful of your social media, but social media could be used in a great way to help your networking also. And once you're confident in what your social media represents of yourself, start networking on social media. There's the LinkedIns, there's Instagram, there's Facebook, there's Indeed, Angie's List, Classify, Craigslist. I mean, if you're on Craigslist, you ain't trying to do no good. But I mean, there's certain actions that we can have to network. I mean, you can go out for some drinks with people. You can go grab a cup of coffee. You can go to job fairs. You can go take web courses or attend webinars. You can go to conferences. You know, the idea behind it is putting yourself out there. And we can relate this back to episode 3 of Comfort Zone, which is Orenthal's guide on helping us escape that thing. And we can look at how we can start taking ourselves out of our comfort zone, because that's what networking is.
Yeah.
If your network is only you in your own room, you ain't going to be networking, right? Your Wi-Fi is not going to be strong.
Yeah.
And you got to build up that Wi-Fi. So you have to break out of that comfort zone and start meeting people. You know, once you define your audience, once you define why you're networking, it'll tell you where you need to go and how you need to get there. And once you get there, you have to be able to utilize your skills, because all this is people. You have to understand, every time you meet somebody, you have to be able to emulate your skills. If one of your strong suits is communication, you better communicate your butt off when you meet people.
Right.
If your strong suit is organization, you better organize your thoughts when you start talking to people.
Yeah.
If your strong suit is being a strong leader, you go in there and you be that strong leader within that conversation. And you have to be able to grab those elements, whether it be one or a myriad of them, be able to own your skills and put them on display, not in an overbearing sense, but give hints. It's being able to use your strengths when you network and putting your best foot forward. People are going to see that confrontation. They're going to see that interaction. And the way you present yourself is the way they're going to remember you. That's how they're going to evaluate you moving forward.
Yeah.
If you are able to condense all of your strong suits and pinpoint them in conversation with your conversation, people are going to be more apt to remembering that. And they're going to use that and translate it onto something else to help, you know, help your networking. They're going to want to introduce you to somebody that might be able to utilize your skill. And it's knowing that every time you go and talk to people and network, and it's almost like a little micro job interview.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to go in, utilize your strengths while reducing the exposure of your weaknesses. You're good at communication. Pick a job position that puts you in that position to talk to people.
Right.
If you're terrible at time management, then you probably shouldn't take up a whole job that revolves around scheduling for other people.
Right.
And stuff.
Yep.
You know, it's big. It's really important. Because it's going to make your life a lot easier and everything. And you're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy your job. You're going to enjoy your career, your position, whatever it is that it is, because it caters towards you. And that doesn't mean that you should just hide from your weaknesses, because you're undoubtedly probably going to be exposed to said weaknesses later down the line in your career or in your craft. So right now, focus on your strengths, or position yourself so that your strengths are the ones that's shining. And while that's taking notice, then start building on your weaknesses. You know, it's kind of like you're building on
your weaknesses.
Yeah, you're building your weaknesses in quiet while it's not being exposed, because there's going to be a day where it's like, hey, you know, so-and-so didn't show up or whatever to write that schedule. Or we need somebody to really put on this whole convention and everything for us. Right. You're going to be like, well, man, I've actually been working on how to create, you know, or I've been learning like Excel and stuff, Microsoft Excel and all that. So I can do this. Mm-hmm. So now when you're being put in a position where you need to step up, you actually can.
Yep.
You know, that's huge.
It is. And it just goes back to, you know, why are we networking?
Yeah.
You know, what's the end goal? But it's having that truth conversation with yourself. It's the whole looking at yourself in the mirror and having those tough discussions and having that awareness, that self-awareness as to identifying your strengths, identifying your weaknesses, and identifying where the heck it is that you want to go.
Right.
And if we are really being honest with ourselves, yeah, we might realize that we have a lot of weaknesses, but on the flip side, we might realize that we have a lot of strengths too.
Yeah.
And it's great to keep highlighting your strengths. But like what Armani is saying, we really need to start highlighting our weaknesses and giving those things attention also. Because in time, if you start building up your weaknesses, they're going to start rivaling your strengths.
Right.
And you start becoming more well-rounded. Once we get that, your confidence level, through the roof, boost, right?
Yeah.
And once we reach that point, we really go out there when we start networking. And it's almost like... It's almost like all these banks are competing for our business, mm-hmm. right? Because you feel like you got the great credit score, you got the financial backing, you got anything and everything that goes right in your way, in your favor, and you got a whole bunch of banks just begging to do business with you because you're a prime candidate. That's what we're trying to get everybody toward, is being that prime candidate, being the number one, being that shining star above everybody else. Because there's a lot of people that have X, you know, A, B, and C, but they don't have D, E, and F, right? And we want to get people to start bridging those gaps and getting their strengths and their weaknesses on par with one another, building that confidence, going out and networking and putting your best foot forward and being able to nail those interviews, right? Because we have confidence in our ability now.
Yeah. Go out there and kill it.
Go out there and Orenthal James that thing, man. We just going out there. We just slashing the competition. We're just going out there, man. You know, slashing, we're firing up that Bronco and we're going to that job interview and we're telling them, not only can I do it, but I can do it twice. But be very, very cautious with your networking, because it's all strategy. If you go in with a bad strategy, you're going to get bad results.
Right.
And so when you're doing that, you really have to constantly review your plan, review our course of action. And if we need to readjust, do it. whether your plan is working or not working, or it's indifferent, it's always good to revisit your plan and your strategy and try to see if you could adopt different things that you've learned along the way with people that you've networked with. Yeah. And that's what networking allows us to do also, is to learn and to grow. And it goes back to that saying, the more you know, the more you grow. And if we are networking properly, we are learning from people that are tried and true within the industry that we're trying to break through in. The more we know, the more we're going to be apt to grow. The more you grow, the more powerful you are going to become. And that's what we're gearing everybody toward. I mean, we are right now, as our Push Play podcast is starting to gain traction, something that we're doing right now actively,
oh, yeah,
which is networking.
Yeah.
You know, and it's getting with different podcast hosts. It's getting with different, media platforms. It's trying to learn from people that have been doing it and interacting with people that are currently in the same situation as us, to learn, to grow, to help, to see what we can do, because it isn't just about our podcast growing. It's about podcasts growing, you know, within our industries and things like that.
Right.
And so, you know, I do want to give a shout out to a couple of the podcasts that, you know, in my opinion, I call them friends of the show. You know, they're going to be our friends, and yeah, we're going to enjoy them.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to shout them out, man. And so I want to give a shout out to our friends over at the Crime and Hustle podcast. And you can find them on Instagram at Crime and Hustle. And also our friends over at the Fantasy Football Kings. You know, they're some good guys, man.
Yeah.
You know, football season's coming up here soon. You know, you want to start gearing up on your fantasy football tidbits and knowledge, man. Go follow my guys either on iTunes, on Spotify, anywhere and everywhere you get your podcast from. But go find our, you know, go listen to our friends. They are friends of the show.
Definitely.
So I want to give them a shout out.
And with that, guys, we are coming to a close for episode 10.
Episode 10
of Networking.
Networking.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening in. If you guys have any questions, or if you just want to give us a little, you know, a little bit of a shout out or a message and stuff, make sure to hit us up, of course, at pushplaypodcast@gmail.com. That's where you can find us.
Or you can get us on Instagram at the Push Play Podcast.
Yeah.
And you can like all of our posts. You can slide in our DMs or just add some to some of the commentary.
Yeah, just say hi.
Yeah, just come by, say hi. Come be
by
a friend. Come be a friend
come
of the show.
Come on by into the neighborhood.
Yeah.
We're there.
And you know, we really appreciate you guys. Remember, you can find us on anywhere and everywhere you guys get your podcast.
Yeah.
Be sure to tell your friends. Let's get the word out, man. Let's get Push Play out there.
Yeah.
Push
yeah.
Play podcast.
We've been getting a lot of momentum and everything, and we're super excited. We're fortunate with all the people and everything's coming saying hi. And
yeah, just so you know, you might see us on some other podcast here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
giving you guys a little tease.
Yeah.
That, you know, we're starting a network.
Yeah. So if you guys are interested in that, make sure to, of course, follow us on Instagram.
Yep.
And we'll keep you posted.
Keep you posted.
Definitely.
So with that being said, push for your dreams, push for your ambitions, but never forget to push play. I'm your host, John.
And I'm Romani.
We are the Push Play Podcast.
Signing out.
Peace.